This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Glocky.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Hey, Glocky.
Continuing the tugging and the pulling, this is a great old one that does a dream pull.
Yep, he also does a dream tug, a nocturnal tug. There's a weird sentence in the description of him.
I love it.
I like the oval body. I love the little thin spines and stuff. Mm-hmm. Around the underside of the body were many white pyramids, presumably used for locomotion. That's a big presume.
Yeah. When I go to Giza, I think, man.
Those things were probably used for carrying around the Glocky.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they used to get around.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say.
Go by triangle.
At the end of the oval, a circular, thick-lipped mouth formed the center of a spongy face. I just like the idea of it being thick-lipped.
Like the Twizzlers mouth.
Yeah.
I assume it's the Twizzlers.
Yeah, yeah. Glocky's running around with some DSLs.
Yeah. It's like a Mactonite lips or like Twizzler lips or something. Do you remember those Twizzlers? Like those commercials for Twizzlers where it's just a big anthropomorphic pair of like DSLs that would like float around and haunt kids and yell at them about Twizzlers.
Yeah. Stop harassing me about Twizzlers. Like,
I'll get Twizzlers on my own time.
Yeah.
Get off me, Glocky.
God, Twizzlers are for some bullshit.
Yeah. Are you a Red Vine man or do you think the whole concern is bullshit?
It's all wax.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not candy. It's wax.
Not a licorice guy, you know.
What's that?
Sometimes I'll not a licorice guy in general.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, you know, somebody I'm with will get some Red Vines or even like fancy licorice. Like there's a company that makes like fancy salted licorice here. Mm-hmm. And they're more interesting than a Red Vine, but they're not like food you want to eat.
Yeah.
It feels like salt taffy with like an intense licorice afterglow.
Yeah. Like I will eat a baked good or anything that is flavored like a star anise or whatever, but no, not going to be down for like an actual piece of just straight up just wax that somebody tried to trick you into thinking it was candy.
They're real weird.
I'll fucking fight you.
So Glocky lives at the bottom of the lake.
Yep.
And he makes zombies.
Yeah. He's covered in these spines. And there's an awful lot of mechanical intricacy to when it pierces you and when it injects its zombie juice and whether you can pull it out.
If he zaps you, he gets you in your chest. Mm-hmm. If he pumps you full of zombie juice, if it kills you, then you become one of his servants. Mm-hmm. Or if it doesn't kill you, you become one of his servants. If it does kill you, you become a non-servant.
Mm-hmm.
Undead.
You become rogue. You become a contractor.
He makes rogue zombies. Yeah. He makes Ronin. the Glocky Ronins.
Yes.
And there's this weird that he pulls people to the lake. And I thought this was going to be people just walk to the bottom of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's a way better image.
Yes.
You know, like he just pulls people and you just walk to the bottom of the lake and you can, you know, miraculously you think you can't breathe and finally you panic and you do breathe, but and then once you do, you actually can.
Mm-hmm.
Like you start breathing water, you don't know it, you come down Glocky, then he spines you.
Yeah.
But no, this is like beachfront ceremonies.
Yeah. We were at the lake. Everybody had matching robes.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.